Okay, so welcome to my presentation. Why I'm here? I'm here because I like to analyze massive data sets. I like to play with data. I like to experiment. So today I will show something from my experience. And what we will need? We will need a nice data set, some idea, and a way to present it. And there are plenty of data sets, plenty of open data sets, like you can download Wikipedia and analyze it. But we will be interested in geospatial data sets. And there are a few also open, like you can download OpenStreetMap, pre-process it, and visualize something like the number of traffic lights in different locations in India or in the Netherlands, and where are more traffic lights. Or you can take data from crowdsourced sensors about temperature, air quality. There are plenty of data sets like sensor community. But today we will first look at ADS-B. Let me do a quick check. Does everyone know what is ADS-B? Please raise your hand. I expected something closer to 100%. But anyway, ADS-B, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. Actually, this does not make it clearer, but actually it is the data that is broadcast by transponders inside every airplane, and not only airplane, also inside helicopters, inside many drones. Many drones are also required to have transponders, and inside ground vehicles, like snowplow machines working on air tracks, inside even ground stations. And this data is available to everyone. It is unencrypted, and if you buy a cheap radio receiver, you can get this data and analyze it. But actually, yeah, and if you look at this data, it will look like Flight Radar 24 or many, many similar websites that present it in real time. And if you buy a radio station and collect it, you will get the data from like maybe 100 kilometers around you. But there are plenty of services that are named exchanges, ADS-B data exchanges, like ADS-B.fi, ADS-B.1, ADS-B.lol. I don't know why it is named this way.